1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. School shooting averted? Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, west of Madison, shot and killed a student who say authorities had a gun outside the middle school. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
This incident took place outdoors. The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
Call confirming it was a male student Mount Horeb police shot and killed. Hamas has not yet officially replied to the latest ceasefire hostage release proposal, but one of its officials in Lebanon said their position is negative. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli leaders to impress on them that the time is now for a deal. Authorities in Meizhou, China, raised the death toll from Wednesday's collapse of a 60-foot section of highway, now reporting at least 36 people killed, 30 others injured. This is ABC News. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene targeting next week to launch her attempt to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The Georgia Republican says she's absolutely going to do it next week.
I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker.
Democrats have said they'll vote to table Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort and save Mike Johnson's job.
That is not an endorsement that any Republican speaker should ever want or embrace.
Greene argues Johnson has betrayed GOP voters by letting bills pass with bipartisan majorities to fund government agencies and U.S. allies such as Israel and Ukraine. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A group of eight U.S. newspapers, including the New York Daily News and Chicago Tribune, is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, asserting the two have ripped off millions of copyrighted news articles without permission or payment to train their artificial intelligence chatbots. The company's already battling a series of other copyright lawsuits. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in Indy for Game 6 in their best-of-seven series. Milwaukee down 3-2 to the Pacers. Giannis and Damian Lillard, again listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers' Willie Adames hit two home runs against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. One in the third, another in the seventh inning. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again. It's over his head and gone again.
A two-homer game for Willie
Adames.
The Brewers went on to win 7-1 to win the series. Manager Pat Murphy serving a two-game suspension following Tuesday night's contest, so his assistant, Ricky Weeks, took over.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-40s by daybreak, light winds across the area. Perhaps a sprinkle or light shower out there, but really, the rain holds off until during the daytime hours of Thursday. Amount should be on the light side. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a Navy veteran running for state assembly is the focus of our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. Don't be afraid. 855-75-
That's when they get afraid.
Don't be afraid. 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Maggie Dawn was just here. Just a reminder to stay tuned after our show. We have the news at noon, followed by the incredible Todd Alba, and then Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. As she mentioned, she's going to talk to former Republican lawmaker from Illinois, Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining her.
And it was so difficult not to make an Eagles reference that entire conversation.
Different guy.
I was like, he's done so much his life.
If only he tried. and a reminder to NBA playoffs, the Bucks stayed alive because Calvin was there. So the Bucks will play game number 3 tomorrow night against the Pacers in Indiana. 5 p.m. You can listen to the game from News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, and in Kenosha on 98.1 FM.
And I'm just saying this right now. It might be our inconvenience for the rest of the series, but if anyone from the Bucks is listening, I think it behooves you to give Calvin a flight to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Put him up at a 5-star, no, I'm sorry, that's wrong. That's 6-star hotel, tickets, floor seats to game 6 so he can properly work his Calvin mojo and help them seek the victory that they so rightfully deserve.
They squeaked it out last night, so that was good. Hopefully tomorrow night they will stay alive and continue to bounce balls another day.
You can at least, I've learned how to like this game. You can learn.
I appreciate it. It's fine.
You bounce ball
I love the way you bounce a ball. It's very good. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for our public cervix announcement. So if you ever have a health-related question for Dr. Hanks, we certainly can talk about things other than OBGYN-related issues.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're going to talk about at the very end of the show today involves what I consider yet another design flaw in the human body related to our ears. I'll just leave that there.
there's a bunch of people like, is she just talking about hearing?
Ears? What? So that's coming up at 11:50. I hope you can stay tuned for that. Right now, though, we were going to do this on Monday, and then things got bumped. It is time for 3 headlines and a lie. Greg Bach will read 4 stories. 3 of them are true. 1 is a lie. It has been my job to pick out the falsehood. I pretty much suck. So, Calvin, you are playing along with me today to give me a little backup since you had the good mojo working last night for the Bucks.
All right, I'm ready.
This doesn't seem fair now.
It's perfectly fair.
This doesn't seem
fair. Like my oldest brother, he made up the rules whenever we were in the
game. For the record, everyone, radio veteran Jane Matinair just sprung this on me. She didn't say, hey, do you mind if Calvin plays with me too today? I've been like, maybe, we'll see. But no, there's no choice. Okay, well, you know what? I hope the Bucks still do well. All right, so
here we go.
This is three headlines and a lie. You're going to get four headlines. You're going to pick the lie. I'm going to read the first headline of four, and here we go. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has been asked to help in a new search for Bigfoot. The agency, also known as DARPA, has held a singular and enduring mission to make pivotal investments in breakthrough technologies for national security, and they've done this for over 60 years. The Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization has urged DARPA to lend its expertise in a fresh hunt for the legendary creature. Last year, one of the biggest searches for the mythical Sasquatch concluded with a hydrophone capturing loud noises echoing through the Rogue River, Siskiyou National Forest in Oregon, with several potential sightings.
Of Bigfoot.
You're just the messenger. It's not coming from my windowless van, all right? I'm just reading the news here.
Okay.
The grassroots organization is hoping DARPA will accept their appeal to see the giant beast as a, quote, national security threat, bringing fresh eyes, new resources, and some much-needed credibility in their search. And how are they making their reach? Well, Bigfoot field researcher and org president Robert Twiggly Blair said, "We are hoping to reach them through the power of social media. We're just hoping for their expertise and their guidance to help us with our ongoing quest to find him." That's headline one.
Headline number one, the search for Bigfoot continues.
Using high-tech technology from the government. All right. This one comes from Italy.
Yeah.
This is headline number two.
Okay.
Milan is proposing a new law to ban ice cream after midnight in an effort to protect the quote-unquote tranquility of residents. For many, a late-night gelato is part of the Italian culture, but this is in danger under a new law being introduced in the city. A legislative starting paper has been filed by the city's so-called government. I'm sorry, the city's local government. My mouse was over the thing.
Gotcha.
That's my fault.
Okay.
The city's local government, and if it passed, could see late-night ice creams banned as soon as next month. Covering 12 districts, the proposal would ban all takeaway food, including pizza and drink, after midnight in an effort to clamp down on noisy groups crowding on the streets of the Italian city, keeping local residents up. And Marco Granelli, the deputy mayor, said the goal is to seek a balance between socializing and entertainment and the peace and tranquility of our residents.
Banning gelato.
And other things, too. So food, drink. Could you imagine that in Wisconsin? My God, laughed out of the city hall. Goodbye.
Would never fly. Three headlines and a lie.
Three headlines. Headline number three. Police officers were left confused, quote unquote, by a bird when it convincingly mimicked the sound of the sirens on their cars. Thames Valley Police said that staff initially thought their vehicles had developed a fault after hearing the noise at a Rhodes policing base in Bicester. This is in England.
Okay.
A video filmed at the site in Oxfordshire and posted on social media shows the birds chirping in a tree, before then replicating the sound of a two-tone siren. The force said that the copycat call was 100% real and not a late April Fool's joke, and added that officers were left, quote, a little confused. It added, it's so accurate that they've been left thinking the sirens were faulty on the cars. From our workshops that test out the two-tune to officers deploying to jobs, this little fella has been set patiently observing the noise to recreate it. So the bird's been sitting there hearing it and hearing it and hearing it and just doing its own impression, apparently.
I kind of love that.
Social media users speculated that the bird could be starling, which are known for their ability to mimic man-made noises. So, Jane, this is a bird story for you.
I know.
That's number three.
All right.
So birds doing impressions of sirens. Finally, headline number four. Commuters at a train station in Australia were left doing a double take as an escaped racehorse joined them to wait for a passenger service. The rogue animal turned up at Warwick Farm Station in New South Wales and trotted down to the platform before pausing ahead of the train's arrival when it even stood behind the yellow line. Footage shared showed shocked commuters. That's a fun sentence. A footage showed shared shocked commuters stepped back as the horse made its way past just before midnight on April the 5th. The transport authority saw the funny side as they shared an update about the incident on Facebook. In a post about a missing individual, quote unquote, they've wrote, "We reported to be wearing only a rug and demonstrating a bit of horseplay."
Oh, wacka wacka.
There it is. Your three headlines and a lie.
To recap.
Yes. We have Bigfoot researchers asking DARPA for help.
And DARPA is a government agency.
DARPA is a super cool government agency that deals with national security.
Right.
Then we have the city of Milan's looking to ban ice cream, pizza, and fun after midnight.
Okay.
Number three is police officers' two-tune sirens were being mimicked by a bird, by a starling. Just want to respect your bird love.
Thank you.
And then finally, horse catches a train to work while also minding the rules and minding the gap.
Boy, Calvin, I didn't see all of these being accurate, actually. I certainly can see a Bigfoot group asking the government to give them technology to find Sasquatch. I absolutely can see that happening.
Yeah, they all seem believable. So I'm trying to like get inside Greg's head here and think about how he would write the story that's a lie.
See, and that's why I'm suspicious about the bird one, because I think he's trying to appeal to my love of feathered things and trying to throw us off with the bird mimicking the sirens. But I can see that happening.
Yeah, my thought was, well, he's going to think that we think the bird one is a lie because it's too specific. So that means it's true.
It's true. All right, so the birds are true. What about the horse at the train station?
If I'm remembering correctly, one of Greg's last headlines that was the lie was about an animal escaped from somewhere. So I don't know if he would go with two lies of the similar story in a row.
He's on to you, Greg Bach.
Calvin's getting all game theory on us.
And I like the DARPA story, so I think that one's true.
All right, okay. So we believe DARPA is true. We believe the birds are true. We're not sure about the horse.
Not sure about the horse and not sure about the ice cream.
The ice cream. I can't see them doing that in Italy. The Italians would be very upset if you curb their gelato access.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's what we should go with.
Yeah. Oh, Greg is frowning.
No, mm-hmm. I was just looking. I'm so disappointed. You got it wrong again. Again.
It's not the horse?
It's not the horse. It's not the ice cream. It's not the bird. It's DARPA and Big Pharma.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
I could absolutely see that happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so could I. That's why I wrote it.
Well, all you Sasquatch groups, I'm sorry. You're going to have to try funding.
I feel like I give them an idea, though.
Absolutely. Approach DARPA.
Yeah, exactly. Let us see what happens.
Let us know how that goes for you. Coming up next, this relates to something we were talking about yesterday. It's so Wisconsin. I kind of love this. I got it on sale. All the details on the way next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Reminder, also tell your smart speaker, if you have one in your house,
or be nice and polite.
And tell it to play WAUK. What do you think I'm going to tell it to?
Would you please play WAUK? Not like, hey, machine, because then you do that. Then when they rise up against us.
Alexa's going to have it out for you. Okay, so be polite with your smart speaker.
Yes.
And ask it to please play WAUK. We would appreciate that. Dr. Laura Hanks coming up after the 11:30 news for public service announcement. We're going to talk a little bit about a new Biden administration rules that will help protect medical care for trans people. So we're going to talk about that. Also, ears. We're going to talk about ears, human ears. And if you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always email it in at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is something we talked about a little bit yesterday, Greg, at the top of the show. The incredible lack of bookings so far in downtown Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, which is coming to town in July, middle of July, July 15th through the 19th. That's only a few months away. But this story jumped out at me, and I love it because it's just so Wisconsin, at least to me, because we're cheap. I shouldn't say cheap. I should say we like to be proud of finding a good bargain.
We love a value.
We like good value.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So wispolitics.com yesterday, this popped up on my line. Republican sources say the Wisconsin delegation to the Republican National Convention almost ended up staying in Racine.
I mean,
however, they are now slated to stay in the newly reopened Hampton Inn and Suites in downtown Milwaukee for the convention in July. Party was otherwise mum on how they ended up there. A number of sources telling Wispolitics that this is a whole result of what the Wisconsin delegation was willing to pay.
I mean,
that's fair enough.
It's not far away either. I mean, it's a little drive.
Racine?
Yeah. I drive past there every day.
Sources say the RNC assigns hotels to delegations by a price structure. Every delegation is asked what it's willing to pay because the delegates have to pay this. None of the top hotels in downtown Milwaukee were going for less than $550 a night.
That honestly makes I know.
Well, you're talking about the fancy Pfister and places like that, right?
It doesn't matter if it's a Comfort Inn and Suites. If it's downtown, it's going to be expensive.
It's going to be expensive because they're going to bump the prices because of the convention.
Absolutely.
But the Wisconsin delegation's original price point was well below that $550 a night. And again, it just is so, I appreciate that. That speaks to me.
Yeah. I want to get a value. I want to get, you know, I don't, and the thing is I don't need downtown. I can drive in. That's fine.
The only thing is it's going to be getting around down there is going to be an enormous pain in the neck.
Yeah,
it really is.
We were actually having this discussion yesterday with the Laughing Tap crew, and we were talking about the fact that we really haven't been reached by anybody. And the Daily Show announced they're going to be there for it, as well as in Chicago for the DNC. And we felt like we're very, very lucky because we're so close to downtown, but we're outside of the security checks.
Oh, you are. Well, yes. That'll give you a little advantage.
Because we are in Walker's Point on Fifth Street. And so therefore, like, you know, if we have something going on, it's going to be a little bit easier to get to. I mean, I think luckily the RNC for us as a business is happening during the week. And they're
not
done.
The weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. Or else we would probably be like,
Yeah. But that, I think that that security perimeter is going to be difficult to navigate.
Yes.
And it's going to take a while. So if you're planning on attending, please pack your patience, because it's going to be a slow process.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Once again, as we always say, be nice to the people helping
you.
They're not the ones who made the rules,
right,
but they're the ones who have to enforce them.
So again, because this price point for the Wisconsin delegation of the RNC, they weren't willing to shell out $550 a night because they're all responsible for it. If taxpayers were picking up the tab, it would be interesting to see how they would handle that instead.
$1,000 rooms.
However, so they had to shop around, and they were considering putting them in Racine. Ultimately, though, the next choice was the Hampton Inn. It shut down last year after having some money problems. It recently reopened, so the Wisconsin delegation will stay there for the convention, about six blocks from Fiserv Forum, where the majority of the action will be going on.
That sounds like a horror movie to me. Like, this old abandoned hotel, we're opening it for you for the week. Enjoy. How much is it? $200. That seems cheap. Don't worry about it.
Don't go in the pool.
Don't go in the workout room. No one's wiped down the equipment.
In the couple of minutes we have before we're to go to the bottom of the hour news, Greg Bach, let us talk the Laughing Tap. Who is coming up this weekend?
This weekend is TJ.
TJ.
Yep. He is a Haitian comedian. I think he goes by TJ because his name is Tanil Joaquin. And he has got his tour going on called the Colonizing America Tour.
Wow.
Yeah. But he's very, very funny. He's a Haitian comedian. Does shows in English, French, and just tours all over the world. I've seen some clips. He's very, very funny. He's very, very fun. And he'll be here for three shows Friday, 7:30, Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Get your tickets now at laughingtap.com. You can always find your tickets there. $22 online, $25 at the door. No drink minimum. What? No drink minimum. Cheap. Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Talk about a value.
Oh. And Wisconsinites love a good deal.
And come on down. I'd love to see your faces. And please, if you are a listener of the show and you come in, 99% of the time I'm there. Rarely. I mean, I don't take a lot of nights off.
No, you don't.
So when you walk in the door, you're going to see me immediately. Say hi. Identify yourself. Tell me, like, your listener, and high five. And
We love to know where you listen.
Yeah.
I mean, where you live in Wisconsin.
I'd like to know your home address and preferably when you'll be on vacation, and how, on a scale of 1 to 5, how easy are the locks?
How secure is your home, yeah, exactly?
Is the ADT paid? I'm just wondering. So, yeah, come on down. Enjoy. And also the other thing too, and we talk about this, you know, from time to time, we have great shows all over the city.
You do.
MilwaukeeComedy.com for our remote shows. We have a show actually tomorrow called A Dandy Comedy Show at Dandy on Valit. So you can find those tickets. Those are $15.
Can't beat that.
For four comics, 90 minutes.
Seriously, you cannot beat that deal.
Yeah. So we're really, you know, we're about value, but we're also about a great show. And so, yeah, MilwaukeeComedy.com for the remote shows, Laughing Tap for the Laughing Tap tickets, and be on the lookout for Milwaukee Comedy Fest announcements coming in the weeks ahead.
Quality comedy for a fair price.
Quality comedy, real value. Greg Bach for Senate.
There you go. News is on the way next. When we return, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here. It's time for public cervix announcement. If you have a question for the doctor, you can always text it in at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh,
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. School shooting averted? Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, west of Madison, shot and killed a student who, say authorities, had a gun outside the middle school. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
This incident took place outdoors. The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
Call confirming it was a male student Mount Horeb police shot and killed. Hamas has not yet officially replied to the latest ceasefire hostage release proposal, but one of its officials in Lebanon said their position is negative. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli leaders to impress on them that the time is now for a deal. Authorities in Meizhou, China, raised the death toll from Wednesday's collapse of a 60-foot section of highway, now reporting at least 36 people killed, 30 others injured. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Law enforcement says an active shooter threat has been neutralized outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, just west of Madison. The person was detained outside the building. Nobody was hurt except the alleged assailant. An emergency alert was sent to phones in the community late in the morning that warned people about the situation. Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha, downplaying charges against him in a series of indictments that have kept him off the campaign trail.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters in Wisconsin support Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head to head. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's a Schwab emendation about a truly great American. He can juggle, play the banjo, and has made you laugh with stand-up comedy or movies over his long career. I'm talking about, of course, Steve Martin, and highly recommend Apple TV's Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. It covers Martin's obsession with TV comedy idols as a child all the way through his mega fame as an actor. It's definitely worth a look. So what do you do when you've had multiple sexual assault allegations thrown at you? You put your hair in a man bun and get baptized in the River Thames. At least that's what Russell Brand did. Brand was accused last September of assaulting four women over the course of 7 years between 2006 and 2013. The New York Post reports that the 48-year-old father of three and former husband to Katy Perry says he is learning from his mistakes and happy to be surrendered to Christ, which, let's be honest, takes less guts than surrendering to authorities. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-40s by daybreak, light winds across the area. Perhaps a sprinkle or light shower out there, but really, the rain holds off until during the daytime hours of Thursday. Amounts should be on the light side. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 51.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Trump Hangover Edition. Crudy washes the MAGA out of his hair, and we take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates Radio, back to the politics.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, RYPC on the board, coming to you from our resident young person. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And as always, for this segment, for anything, actually, you can always send an email if you have a question. And certainly, if you have a question for Dr. Laura Hanks, you can email that to janesays@civicmedia.us. If you have a medical question, anything like that, if you have a guest you'd like to suggest, please send us an email to janesays@civicmedia.us. As I mentioned, Dr. Laura Hanks is here every Wednesday now from 11:30 to 12 for our public cervix announcement. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are well. It's been a very busy show. We're going to start off with something that I know is very near and dear to your heart about increased protections. Now, the Biden administration announced new protections last week for gay and transgender medical patients, and this essentially prohibits federally funded health providers and insurers from discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. So what does this mean from your estimation, Dr. Hanks?
So this actually started back in 2010 with the Affordable Care Act, and Obama's, you know, there was a portion in there that said that doctors and insurers weren't allowed to discriminate on the basis of several different things, including sex and gender orientation. And then he who must not be named decided that that was not fitting for his voters and agenda. I'm talking about Trump.
I think we kind of followed that.
Sorry, would you say that?
Just in case there was anyone listening.
I think it was Voldemort.
Voldemort's a doctor?
What? in 2020, and said, no, you don't have to, you know.
You can discriminate, essentially.
Yeah.
You can discriminate, yeah. And where this really comes in is a couple places. Insurance companies that I'll talk in a second, but really, this population has been through so much. A fourth of the transgender population will say that they will not go see a doctor because they have fear of being mistreated. And then a third of those that do go see a doctor, and I suspect it's probably more than a third, quite honestly, have had some sort of bad experience. May that be being misgendered, being, you know, said something untoward or inappropriate about either their anatomy or how they present themselves. So, you know, this is a population that's not only like had a really hard time kind of figuring out who they are and where they fit in, but also in the doctor's office. And so this is something that we as doctors need to be better about in general. And so to have rules that say, you know, we shouldn't be discriminating against our patients, regardless of any of these things, is super important. Insurance-wise, I will say kind of briefly, if for those that are interested in Wisconsin, if a patient is born with a uterus but identifies as a male and would rather not have said uterus or reproductive organs, so someone that comes to me for a hysterectomy, let's say, if they come to me for a hysterectomy for bleeding, we talk about different treatments for bleeding. If we exhaust those options, then we'll talk about a hysterectomy. But if someone comes to me and says, I don't, you know, I have a uterus, but I don't identify as a person that should have a uterus and I want it out, I can't take them to the OR right away. They have to get two letters of readiness that says that they've had their, you know, mental health assessed and says that they are ready to have their uterus removed. And there's no other form of, you know, when I do a hysterectomy where you have to do that. So that is something in Wisconsin that has to be done.
I think that's really important, though, Dr. Hanks, because I think there's so much misinformation about what happens for someone who wants to transition. And I think there is this assumption, at least among some, that a 10-year-old girl goes to her mom and says, I want to be a boy, and they go to the doctor next week, and they do top surgery. And that is not remotely close. And even for adults, I assume, it's not like an adult comes to you and says the same thing and give me top. There's many, many steps to this.
Yeah. Could you talk about those, please?
Yeah. And thank you so much for bringing that up, because I think that that's something that's really big in the media of like, especially focusing on transgender children and what's going on there. Currently, there's 22 or 24 states that have some sort of ban on transgender care for children right now. So first of all, WPATH, and I like just so that everyone knows, this is WPATH is the standards of care. So it's the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. They put out a standard of care guidelines that say that we follow as all MDs, and whether you're in plastics or family medicine or OB-GYN. And they specifically say that we should not be doing any sort of surgeries before the age of 18. So that is just not happening, like, period. That's not recommended by our guidelines. No one's doing it like that. And that's what I think legislators want you to think is happening, but it is not happening. So I'm very glad that you brought that up. But there, you know, when I'm seeing patients, or, you know, at anybody seeing patients for, you know, gender affirming surgeries, they have generally been on hormone replacement for several years. They have been talking about this. We talk about it. We have long discussions. We are not just going straight to the OR. These are big surgeries that have complications. There is a lot of thought and consent and discussion that goes into this before we head to the OR.
And as you kind of alluded to earlier, Dr. Hanks, there is a psychological component to this too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they are talking to psychologists. They are talking to experts about this, so that there won't be, and I don't know how many cases of this actually occur, that people change their minds after having transitioned. Is there a population that?
Yes, there is. And I like to call it the gender journey. Some people will say detransitioning is a word that you'll kind of hear in the media. And people, you know, I think that truly gender is a journey. Like, you might identify one way at this age and this phase of your life, and might identify it at another way at another time. So if people do change, you know, that's something that we talk about at the, you know, if they're pursuing surgery that is going to change their bodies, that this is often something that is not reversible. And so making sure that we are very sure of a decision, and especially when you remove a uterus, making sure that it is very clear that it is, you cannot carry a pregnancy, and then deciding what to do about ovaries, because that's where eggs come from. Some people will decide to keep their ovaries and might not want to carry a baby, but have an egg retrieval so that someone else could carry their baby, so they could still have a baby that is genetically theirs.
Right.
So that's all. I mean, there's so much nuance and thought that goes into this. I was just talking to a group of trainees yesterday who were like, wow, like, I had no idea how long, you know. And this is, I mean, these appointments are not only one appointment, but it's several appointments, and they're hours and, you know, discussion and ongoing thought that goes into this, and it's a personal decision, and thinking through all these what ifs, like, what if something changes? What if you feel differently in 10 years? It's very important.
Dr. Laura Hanks is our guest. She joins us every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12 for a public service announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can email it in to janesays@civicmedia.us.
I think, and that's, you know, one of the things we discuss on the show is all the time is, the topics we bring up have so much nuance within them.
Right.
And unfortunately, as someone who is, you know, completely 100% and 1000% pro-trans, I understand from my friend's experience the nuance of their process. But then when you talk to people who don't want to accept them, there is no nuance. It's well, people detransition all the time. No, they don't. Well, I hear, you know, it's that inability to have a conversation. So for me, thank you for explaining the process a little more. Thank you, Jane, for bringing it up, because those are the things I need to know as someone who, you know, I am not a trans person. But when someone wants to bring up the age old, like, well, a little girl's going to walk into the doctor's office and they're going to do top surgery, that's just not true. You're wrong.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And if it does, if it has happened, report that doctor.
But yes. That's not okay.
That's nothing that any medical association would approve of, right, Dr. Hinks?
Yes. And I mean, the way, and I, Greg, you put it really, really well. I'm also don't identify as trans, but the way that I try to relate to these patients, or I've tried to think about it, is what if someone told me at a very young age that I was a boy and that I had to play boy sports and that I had to dress as a boy? And, you know, deep down you're like, but I think I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And like, just how mentally taxing that must have been their entire childhood and into adulthood, or whenever they realize this about themselves. And I've spoken to a lot of doctors that say there's something about the age of like 2 to 4 years old where kids just kind of like come into themselves. So they see a lot of children start to identify one gender or another. And I mean, that's young. Like, I just really feel for these people that are going through this kind of mental chaos and struggle. And so as allies, being able to just say, when I walk into a room, hi, I'm Dr. Hinks, I use she, her pronouns. What name do you go by and what pronouns do you use? Right there. I mean, that will just, you know, I have had so many patients that are just like, oh my God, thank you.
I bet.
Like, that was so easy. And it's just, but it, you can just see the load off their shoulders just from that respect of who you are.
Well,
you know?
it's acknowledgement. It's seeing, it's, okay. I see you, right? I see you.
I see you. And they are used to either not being seen or being stepped on, quite honestly.
Well, and that's why I think it's so important to talk to you about all these misconceptions. People have so many misconceptions, and certainly some of our politicians like to feed those misconceptions because it works to their narrative. Yeah. And that the one thing that really makes me crazy is, and we're not going to have time to get into this, but we will talk about it a little bit next week. There was a measure passed in Idaho that now has some of the strictest bans on as far as helping a minor get abortion care should they need it, and crossing state lines, you can get 2 to 5 years in prison because the parents need to be involved. Well, okay, but the same people will then say the parents are not responsible enough to determine what medical treatment their trans-questioning child should have. That should belong to the government.
Do you know what kills me most about the Idaho craziness is that apparently Amy Coney Barrett said, oh, I'm so appalled at what's going on. And you're like, oh, sweetie, you did this.
This was your wildest dream. Come on. It's Christmas.
I'm just that woman.
Well, like, it's very, very true. They like this was their goal for 50 years.
Yes.
And what did you think was going to happen, lady? Like,
but
we don't really think that.
But
think
we talked about, this yesterday. There is a group of politicians who never think about long-term ramifications. This is the immediate thing I want. I got my thing immediately. Now I'm not going to worry about what's going to come down the road. Well, that doesn't work in life.
And as I said earlier, they will have access no matter what laws are in place.
The wealthy and connected will.
The wealthy connected, they will have access no matter how illegal it is. They will always have. So it's not helpful for them to think about the consequences. They want to get reelected. They want money. They don't have to care about the little people like us.
Dr. Laura Hinks.
People that can't afford the bus pass.
Right. Yeah, right. Dr. Laura Hinks is here for our public cervix announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can text it in at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. When we return, what I perceive is yet another design flaw in the human body. Dr. Hinks, we're going to talk about ears. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't shake your head.
Whatever.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. She joins us every Wednesday at this time for public cervix announcement. Dr. Laura Hanks is here. We did have a couple comments on the live stream I wanted to share with you, Dr. Hanks. Andrew from Maine, you had just commented about Amy Coney Barrett, Supreme Court Justice, now being so shocked at what's happening in Idaho with all of their abortion restrictions. Oh, sweetie, Andrew says, that just killed me. And just because Justice Barrett expresses outrage doesn't mean she actually feels outrage. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. I doubt she feels almost anything, but that's just me.
Except for, I don't know, well, I'm going to be mean, so I won't do that. I have a question, Dr. Hanks, about ears. And not that ears aren't important, because obviously they are, but what is the thing with earwax and why do we have it and why is this necessary?
And why can I use Q-tips every time? Tell me I can use Q-tips.
What is up with this?
So when you messaged me about this, my first thought was, oh, Jane, that's not my hole.
Wrong orifice. Understood.
I knew Greg was going to like that.
Don't ever be funnier than me.
So then my next thought was like, okay, well, I could either trump this response and just make up something and babble for 5 minutes, or I could Google it like you probably did, or I could check with the guy that sat next to me in medical school for 4 years, became an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
That's the guy.
We're perfect. We still keep in touch. He's lovely, practicing in out in Milwaukee. So I said, I'm just going to read you the text. I said, what's the reason for earwax? Why do some people have more than others? And also, why is your job so gross?
Oh, wait. Oh, all right.
Don't worry. He responds to
that. I bet.
He says, age old question. It has antiseptic and hydrating properties. Some people are more sweaty or oily than others. Similar are ears. Also, some people have more tortuous or narrow ear canals that hold on to wax longer. Interesting. Mm. Another purpose is to freak out people out and give us our job security. And then he said, wait, is your job that much more glamorous than mine? So that's what I got. I mean, I think that I will personally, I still use the Q-tips. I think the Q-tip question is, and I didn't ask him specifically about this. I know that going really deep in can be dangerous, because I think people have burst their eardrums with that.
Right.
So like kind of getting like the superficial. And I know with like my kids, they'll tell us not to use your Q-tips, but to use like a bigger piece of gauze so that it doesn't go super deep in, since you can't feel it.
Sure.
To kind of just like get the like outside out. Well, but seems like there is reason for it.
With the response from your colleague, I've decided now that I have tortured eardrums is is what my issue is.
Sounds like a terrible band.
Well, they're very artistic, and they're very artistically tortured. Because yesterday morning I woke up and I took my shower and I could not hear out of my right ear. And it was like having like an earplug in just one ear. And it's very disconcerting. You know, it wasn't affecting my balance or anything. But I did go to urgent care after I got out of the show yesterday, and we did a 15-minute irrigation, which was just lovely.
A 15-minute irrigation?
And she's squishing this water in my ear, and it's like living in a seashell because But I ultimately, and I had a very funny discussion with the nurse and the PA, and she said, my husband has the same issue. We don't know why some people produce more earwax other than others, but it happens. And so I was just curious about what good is that stuff? Because we all have it.
Yeah. And why do you have sometimes more than others?
Why is one ear more tortured than the other? Why wouldn't they both clog up at the same? What is up with that?
This has been fun to watch between the two of you. I'm just sitting here going, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I really do find like that. Operating yesterday, and there's whenever the anesthesiologist, you know, when they're pulling the tube out, it makes a lot of sounds.
Right.
And the person we both kind of looked away, and I was like, isn't it funny that OBGYNs like can't do like anything in the face, like
the northern hemisphere?
We're like, that's like what makes us get where like. For our job, a lot of other people are like, I'm not really comfortable with that. And it's like,
And I was applauding my nurse yesterday who was helping me. And I said, I give you all so much credit for dealing with all the different human leakage because I just can't do it. And she's like, I'm okay with almost everything but sputum. I could never be an ENT guy. That freaks me out. Everything else, no problem.
Yeah. So
we all have our thing.
So I have a question, just as getting your doctorly advice. Like nowadays, they sell all sorts of stuff on the internet. Clean your ears correctly. Is it just about going to your doctor saying, "Can you clean my ears?" Or are there actual places that can really clean your ears professionally? Because they're like candling and this and that and blah blah blah.
I know. I was curious about candling too, but I as always. Go to your doctor first. Yeah. There's so much nonsense. And I actually just yesterday, one of my good friends sent me a page about some like vaginal probiotic and like Gwyneth Paltrow and the Kardashians are all saying, oh, you need this. And it's like, what I always say, I'm like, the vagina is a self-cleaning oven. Like, don't put more things in there. Like it's going to take care of itself.
I'm going to say that line in a conversation tonight and I'm going to walk away like nothing was done.
what the doctor said, but as always, you know, if you think that there's something wrong or you have an issue with any orifice in your body, always don't try to self-diagnose. Like I've said before, I think it's fine to look things up on the internet, but please don't treat yourself. Like talk to someone who treats that particular part of your body and, you know, have a discussion about it because often there's so much being sold of like, you have to take this even if nothing's wrong. And I would encourage you not to do that.
Lovely comments again on the live stream from Andrew from Maine. Dr. Lyerly did a wonderful job finding her replacement in Dr. Hanks. We think so too. A question did come in. We will get around to it next week. Dr. Hanks, it's about probiotics and things like that. So I will send that to you. Great. We will see you next Wednesday for public cervix announcement. Thank you everyone for joining us today. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you for calling and for texting. And most of all for listening. It means everything. News is next. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, former WFRV news anchor Erin Davison joins us. We'll find out what she's been up to.
Then Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh fills us in on what's going on in town.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AV.